Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, shalom, my friends. Hope everyone is doing well today. Wanted to share with you a quick story. I'm learning in depth the laws of Kibbud Av Va'Em, of honoring the parents, what that includes, what that doesn't include. It's not as simple as people think. But I was reminded, based on something I was learning, I was reminded of a story. And the story goes like this, that there was the son of the Belzer Rebbe, who himself grew up to become a big Rebbe as well. He once had a certain situation, a certain condition, a certain medical condition, and he was told by the doctors that part of his treatment, he needs to not go to the mikvah, which typically, I guess he would probably go to every day or almost every day. And the other people around, people in his community, Chassidim, they knew about the situation, and they knew that there's no way he's going to give up going to the mikvah, right? So what they did, but they also were concerned for his health as well. And so what they did was they went to the Belzer Rebbe and they told him the situation. They told him, look, this is what the doctor said, but we know, look, he's not gonna give up going to the mikvah. So the Belzer Rebbe says, listen, leave it to me, I'll handle it. So anyway, the Belzer Rebbe approaches his son, or gets someone to call over his son. His son comes over and he says to his son, I'm telling you from the side of Kibbud Av Va'Em, of honoring the parents, not to go to the mikvah during this time. So people heard about this, saw this, okay. So, but people want to see what's going to happen. They say, on the one hand, how could he not go to the mikvah? On the other hand, how can he go against, honoring the parents, right? And by the way, this doesn't always apply. If a parent tells a child not to do a certain mitzvah, whatever, certainly, in many cases, certainly the mitzvah overrides the parents, but we have to, this is not something that the person is commanded, whatever, I don't want to go into all the details. It ruins the story. So, back to the story. And so, anyway, they watch and they see in the morning. He goes ahead, he takes all his stuff that he usually takes, and he starts heading to the mikvah. The people can't believe it, but they follow him, they want to see what's going to be. So, a couple of people follow up after him, and they see there he is. He goes into the mikvah. He starts, undressing. He's gonna go in. Anyway, he walks up right to the mikvah, and he says, "Hireni muchan mizuman. Behold, I accept upon myself the mitzvah of kibbud av va'em, of honoring my parents." Anyway, what is this? And of course, he didn't go in. That's the end of the story. But what does this show us? This shows us that as Jews, we need to be balanced people and conscious people, right? It means that, in Judaism, we have something called halacha. We have something called bottom line Jewish law. We have a Gemara, which tells us what takes precedence over what when there's two issues that are conflict. And to be holding in a place also of consciousness, of recognizing, okay, I'm going to do everything I can up till what I can do, right? Whether that be circumstantial, whether that be what Judaism tells me, but I'm going to show my desire and do what I can, but then also there's something called not just love of Hashem or love of God or love of Judaism or Torah or whatever, which is all about the doing, but there's also an aspect of what's called Yira, which is about respecting, of having awe, right? Think about it in terms of relationships. You can want to give and give and give to somebody, but hold on a second, what do they actually want to receive? What do they actually want you to do? You're giving in a way you want to give, but are you giving in the way they want to receive? So anyway, I thought it's a very big, deep lesson of passion and consciousness and respect and balance. My friends, you should have a good day, a meaningful day, a day of blessing and a day of elevation.
Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.